Do you struggle to find that perfect holiday or hostess gift? Well, don't fret. The answer to your challenge may be as simple as checking out your grocery aisle. And joining us now is Sally Squires, who writes the Lean Plate Club blog. Sally, now, you aren't talking about one of those store-bought fruitcakes, are you?
No, I'm definitely not talking about those, although I'm sure there are plenty of people who like them. So what I'm thinking of is more like specialty teas and coffees and maybe a nice mug or a teapot. And you could also do unusual spices and flavorings or herbs. So saffron, a special bourbon vanilla, or maybe some garam masala, which is an Indian spice. So, you know, these can be stocking stuffers, or you can put them in a little basket. And again, they make a nice hostess gift or a nice little gift, holiday gift for someone that, you know, you're not looking for something more personal.
Talk a little bit about some other gifts that folks might appreciate if they perhaps don't know how to cook so well.
Yes, so I think this is where some, you know, there are some now subscriptions to places like Cooks Illustrated and America's Test Kitchen, and I have no financial interest in any of those other than I pay my own subscription to them. But I think that they're great because if for people who are trying to learn how to cook, they have videos and they actually do ratings of different products. And then other things that people should have in their kitchen, but they may not. So a really good cooking thermometer, so you can test what's, you know, the food and if it really has cooked to the right amount of heat. Spiralizers. So I just got one recently, and you can use these to make pasta out of vegetables. Coffee grinders, tea infusers. I recently bought a dehydrator, which I've been making like dehydrated fruit and actually some treats for the dogs. Then obviously there are one pots and crock pots, air fryers, mandolins, popcorn makers, waffle irons. You know, the list goes on and on. But I think these are fun gifts, particularly if you're trying to help encourage healthy eating or cooking more at home. One of our sons actually even gave us a cooking lesson. So, you know, there are all kinds of things that you can do.
Specialty cookbooks are also a fun idea, and people really appreciate those.
They really are. And I would put on the list of cookbooks that everybody should have in their kitchen, library are the classics, of course, by Julia Child. Deborah Madison has a wonderful cookbook on vegetarian cooking. I think anything by Ina Garten, who's the Barefoot Contessa, is just terrific. I make those without, you know, worrying that they're going to turn out okay.
Yeah.
There's also, if you are into vegan cooking, there's something called Veganomicon. It's a classic book for vegan cooking. Food 52 also has a vegan cookbook. And then there's a book by Chef Matthew Kenny that's called Plant Lab, which is also an interesting book for people who might want to know how to fit in more vegetables or, you know, vegan cooking into their own lifestyles.
You mentioned that you got a cooking class as a gift. What a great idea.
It really was. And so one of our sons gave this to us, and this chef came to our house and actually showed us how we made a meal together. It was Mexican food, and it was so much fun. And I made some things. I cook a fair amount of Mexican, but I made some things that I'd never made before. And what was really special was cooking with him. And it was great because she brought all the food with her, and then she just kind of stood with us and explained and then sent the recipes afterwards. But what's really great is now there's a service called Radish, and this is one that delivers a cooking kit that you can make with your kids or your grandkids. It includes three recipes, three culinary skill projects, instructions, and history and math components. Costs about $24 a month, and you can buy 1 month, 6 months, or a year. And again, I have no financial interest in it, but I just think it's a wonderful idea.
Yeah, what a great idea.
So, Sally, there's a lot of options here, that some non-food gifts that you can find that are food-related.
Exactly. And I think it's just a wonderful way to help encourage healthy eating and healthy cooking and doing more cooking as a family.